Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Hey everybody, welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio. This is Shannon with my lovely scratchy voice. Apparently I talked too much yesterday. That wouldn't happen to me because I got to be a speaker at the Rural Women's Conference in my area and it was so much fun. So yeah, I'll have to deal with this and it'll be a good day anyway. So today on my show, I'm very lucky to have a guest. And her name is Tamara Plant, and she is the founder of the Fierce Awards. Yay! Hey, Tamara.
Hey, Shannon.
How are you today?
I am in need of coffee. I'm good. I'm awesome. I'm happy. I'm awesome. I'm really good. How are you?
Good. Okay, this could be an interesting day since it's still Mercury retrograde. And when I'm in my studio part of the show, I look at stream left. It tells us how much time we have left. It says like 13 minutes. What is going on? I have no idea. So I'll just wing it and see what happens. I don't know. Couldn't tell you. So, Tamara, why does it say 15 minutes? Tell us about the Fierce Awards while I fix our show.
Okay, the Fierce Awards started in 2009 as a networking group that I launched as part of a magazine I was publishing at the time, and it was to connect women that I was meeting through this magazine, and there were so many amazing women that I was being connected to, and I wanted to connect them, and I wanted to celebrate them, so I hosted this launch party for this, for Fierce is what it was called, and it was going to be, like I said, a networking group. And we were going to have this award celebration at the end of the first year to celebrate everybody. There were going to be categories. It was going to be this awesome, you know, fun time. What happened is I ended up not hosting the very first Fierce Awards in April of 2010 when I had actually intended to. And I postponed it till October of 2010. And we hosted a very humble, smaller version of what I had initially envisioned. But it was a start, and ever since then, it's sort of been building and building, and we hosted the second one in 2011, which was much bigger. We had 55 nominees and 155 people in attendance. And then the third year, we had 38 nominees across Alberta and 250 people in attendance, and it was huge. And there was all this energy, this really positive energy of women coming together to celebrate each other, to champion each other, to you know, cheer each other on without any of the cattiness that can sometimes happen when women get together. So it was really kind of cool. And this year was our fourth, that I think it went really well. Like, you know, you were there. This is your second time being a sponsor. Thank you for that. So what did you think of it?
I thought it was fantastic. So as a sponsor, because for those of you that don't know, and I don't know why you wouldn't know since I talk about it all the time, I sponsor the Empower Award, because, of course, that makes me happy since that's what my business is based on. And so the first year I sponsored was last year, and it was at the River Cree, and I got to take two of my girlfriends, and we went and had a blast. The energy of the room was sizzly. It was uplifting. Parts of it were giddy. And parts of it, I mean, there was the disappointment when your name, like for the nominees, was not called to win. But that's just part of it, right? It's just part of the process. Because like Tamara said, there was like 63 nominees this year. And how many winners?
Well, we had six category winners, but we had six nominee choice award winners, which just goes to show you that there's this entire pool of amazing women who are making a difference. And, you know, somebody's going to stand out where their story is going to resonate a little bit more with somebody and it's going to, you know, connect with somebody a little bit more. And it's really tough for these nominees to vote on each other, and I was told a couple of times,
yeah.
I don't want to do this. This is too hard. Well, I feel for the judges because the judges have to actually pick winners. And it's, you know, it's not about, it's really truly not about, you know, the winner of the category. It's about recognizing everybody in the category, celebrating their stories, sharing their stories, and being able to, you know, be inspired by these people.
Absolutely. So why don't you walk everybody through the judging process so they can have a little more information on how truly difficult that really is?
Well, the judging process has had to evolve this year because we have six judges, and because we have such a large pool of nominees, I didn't want to send 63 nominations to every judge. So what we did is we put two judges in each category, and what they did is they had to break down.
Oh, good idea.
So they had a scorecard based on three different types of criteria for that category, and they had to score the nominees. And at the end of that, I tallied everybody's scores, picked the top three winners from each category, top three finalists, I guess they would be, and sent them back. There would be 18 finalists in total, because 6 times 3 is 18. And so I sent all 18 finalists back to every single judge. And the judges then had a different scorecard, which they had to score the nominees on. And based out of the top 18 finalists, no, not the top 18, the entire pool of 63, they still had to go back and choose their favorite nominee for Fierce Woman of the Year.
Wow.
So it's a very detailed, very in-depth, very time-consuming process because they are reading the raw nominations, first of all, that come in from the nominators. We call them recognition forms, too, because it's not necessarily you're nominating, you're recognizing somebody. And that is why we have such a large pool of nominees, for lack of a better word. So it is a very time-consuming process for the judges. There's a lot to go through. There's a lot to read about. So when the nominees are having to choose for their nominee's choice award, they're actually getting to meet the nominees at the nominee's celebration. And they're getting to talk with them. So it's really hard because, you know, you're hearing their stories and you're talking with them a little bit more. And then they have to go and pick their top three. And it's tough, you know, because it's tough to pick somebody who stands out. But at the end of the day, somebody does stand out.
Right.
I talk really fast, hey, Shannon?
You do.
I'm sorry. It's my energy. I'm like, let's talk about fears. I'm so excited.
That's what we'll call it, the excitement. The excitement. So if you want to read about the nominees and more information about the Fierce Awards, you can go to Tamara's website and share that link.
It's youarefierce.com, which is spelled out youarefierce.com.
And she has all the nominees posted there so you can go read their stories. What I love is that Tamara did trading cards this year. They're just like baseball trading cards, I'm assuming. I don't know. I don't have those. So it's got the nominee's picture, their category on the front, and on the back you get to read about them. And I got to go to the nominee celebration. That was amazing. And we totally were walking around the room holding up cards and trying to match faces to cards so we could read about people. It was hilarious. And it was good because it was a really great icebreaker because you just got to read about the person without them having to repeat and repeat and repeat their story. We still made them do that sometimes. But, yeah, it was a great way to get to know everybody. And it is amazing all the cool things these people are doing. Simply amazing.
Well, one of the things with the trading cards is that, you know, putting together a program with 63 nominees would become a book, and it's impossible to capture every single thing these amazing people have done. So my thought process behind the trading cards was, let's give people a couple of tidbits of information about the nominees, and their pictures right there, so you can kind of spot them in a crowd, and, you know, put a face to the picture, and go and talk about some of the things, because it is basically point form, but it is enough to, you know, pique your interest.
Absolutely. It was fun.
And it's a fun
And I did wine that I didn't get one, and then I got one. Yay! I totally wined as a sponsor. Yep, I did. I wanted one,
nice.
Too.
Your picture was fantastic.
I know, it's really cool. So, about the nominees, I know that, so I got to go with two girlfriends again this year, and they both have daughters. One has a 17-year-old daughter, and one has a 15-year-old daughter. And so at the end of the night, they each scouted out, and we had delivered to our table, packs of trading cards, because they wanted to take these home to their girls for them to read about what other women are up to for inspiration.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I know, huge compliment to you and all the nominees. Because, you know, as women, we sometimes forget that we can create opportunities, that we can go after our dreams, because we get stuck in that pattern of taking care of everybody else, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's great to inspire our younger generation. And one of the things that I've done with Fierce is taking it to that next level with kids, and how I produced the I Matter Celebration,
right,
which recognizes kids 12 to 18 who make a difference. And there are so many really cool kids out there, you know, young adults, kids. They're way younger than me, so they're kids. But, you know, it's to inspire each other and to recognize the accomplishments of young adults who are making a difference as well. But also to show a younger generation about the things that, you know, women in their 20s and 30s and 40s and 70s, I mean, with Pat, who is our Fierce Woman of the Year, who have lived these fierce lives, and they're making such an amazing difference in the lives of others and in their own life, too. It's not just about making a difference, like, on a global scale. It's truly making a difference within your own life. Like, some of our resilient nominees have taken themselves out of really difficult positions and bettered their own life in spite of the obstacles that they were going through.
Absolutely. And when you get to talk to the nominees, you can hear it in their voice and in their energy, how happy they are pursuing what they're pursuing. And you know what? There's every one of them has had some struggles and challenges, but yet they keep going and they keep doing it. That's the true inspiration.
For me, yeah, I think some of the nominees, you know, haven't necessarily gone through, you know, the challenges that, say, you know, the resilient category nominees go through. But I think everybody in their life, you get knocked down, and it's whether or not you pick yourself back up and keep moving forward that truly matters. And how do you do that? And how do you stay inspired? And how do you remember the reason that you started in the first place? You know, that's really difficult for a lot of people. And so to see some of the stories that are being put forth through nominations and through the awards and through the winners, it's inspiring to not just, you know, the people that are in that room, but the people who are, you know, reading about these stories online. And it's just a cool event.
It is very cool. So let's talk about some of the nominees. We have to start with Pat, don't we?
Oh, my God, do we ever? Isn't she amazing?
Yes.
Did you get to actually chat with her?
No. I might have at the nominee ceremony. My brain's fuzzy today, like I warned you, so I can't remember. I know.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Well, I'll tell you my recollection of her. When I was first introduced to her via her nomination, you know, I kind of glanced through the nominations, make sure that everything's kind of in order. I don't really go into detail, but I read through her story, and one of her quotes in what we do is we give the nominations back to the nominees and say, you know, here's your chance to add to your story. Tell us more about yourself, because nobody can really truly, you know, sing your praises like you can. You know yourself better than anyone else. So she had sent most of the nominees had sent back letters, and in her letter, this quote stood out that said, "To be fierce is to survive, and I've become a warrior." And I thought, holy crap, this woman has gone through, you know, now she's battling her second battle with cancer. It's incurable, but it's treatable. She wants to make a difference for her grandchildren to live better lives and to remember her as somebody who's strong and makes a difference. She gives back to the Breast Cancer Society. She started this dragon boat team for, I think they're called Breast Friends, you know, and it's just, she's so awesome. Like, she's just one of these people that, and I'm not a hugger, but I told her in an email, I said, when I meet you, I'm going to hug you. I don't know if you're a hugger, but I said, I'm totally going to hug you. And so when I met her, you know, she's just this warm soul that you feel like you've known forever. She's so maternal. She's so gracious. She's so genuinely happy to be where she is in this moment. There's no, from what I saw, there was no, there's no regret with her situation. There's no, you know, animosity towards, you know, or anger. There's just true, genuine happiness about the life that she is living right now. And I'm inspired by that.
No kidding. I'm going to read you all the back of Pat's trading card because I can. So in 1992, Pat founded and was the first president of the Alberta Registered Nurses in Independent Practice. She founded the first Dragon Boat team of breast cancer survivors titled Breast Friends and is currently battling a second cancer diagnosis that is incurable but treatable. Thank goodness. Pat sat on a subcommittee evaluating wheelchair-bound services within Strathcona County, and as of September 3rd, most of the committee's recommendations will have been adopted. Go, Pat! Now, this is the quote
awesome.
That Tamara stated. They just need to hear this in case they couldn't hear you very well. I'm sure they did, but I'm going to say it again. To be fierce is to survive, and I have become a warrior. That's Pat's quote. That is awesome.
Isn't it, though? I mean, how can you not connect with that quote right there? Because everybody
exactly.
has to survive something, regardless
something.
Of the level of it is, like the level of what you go through, you know, may not be cancer. It might not be, you know, the hardships that our other nominee, Ginger Ogier, or she's in our resilient category, you know, hardships that she's had to face throughout her life, which was a very dysfunctional family, very just messed up, you know, childhood, mom, that sort of thing. Not everybody goes through those things, but on some level, in some way, somebody, so you go through something.
Absolutely. Nobody gets off scot-free. That's just not how this life works.
Nope.
So Pat won in the fearless category. Pat also got the Woman of the Year.
Yep.
Yay!
Yeah, she was.
When
it was
she
pretty cool
went
to
up
her.
To accept her award, she was so glowing. She was so surprised. Oh, I should mention this. Most, I'm not sure if all, because I didn't get to talk to them all, but most of the nominees I actually talked to were surprised when they found out they were nominated. Lots and lots did not know that someone was doing that for them. Isn't that cool?
See, and I think that's truly really, really cool because these people are quietly making a difference. They're not looking for recognition. They're not looking to live their lives in the spotlight. They're not really thinking that they make a difference on a big scale, big enough to be recognized.
Yeah.
But they do.
But they do. So cool. Yeah, sorry about my ahems. It'll be fun.
Okay,
so who should we talk about next? You pick.
Well, our influence winner was Nadia Hulapine, and she launched Women's Balance Health, I believe it's called. You'll have to forgive me because I'm not in front of my computer right now, but she...
It is. I have her trading card.
Okay. Yeah, so she was chosen by our judges as the influence winner, as someone who is an entrepreneur, somebody who makes a difference in her community, and somebody who gives back as well through her business. And Nadia is an interesting nominee for me because she is very much based in the mom industry, which is where I started with Mom Magazine. But she has launched this interesting, holistic health service for women, for moms, who for the birthing process from, you know, conception to birth. And it's just fascinating to see how she has four children of her own. She homeschools them. But she's so genuinely passionate about ensuring that women have a beautiful birthing experience. So I just think that's pretty
cool.
Nice.
That is very cool. Wow. What a big project to take on, and how cool that she did.
Yeah.
So I'm going to reach
well,
you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. No, go
no,
for it.
No, your turn.
I don't know if it's on the trading card, but I know that in her nomination she had talked about starting her business because she had an amazing birthing experience, and she was talking with a friend who didn't have the same experience, and she couldn't understand how, you know, there are not options available, or there weren't options available at the time for women to enjoy, you know, their birthing experience, to make it a, you know, beautiful thing. I personally am not into the birthing experience and it being beautiful, but a lot of women are, and they think it's this magical experience, and it truly is. But she wanted to give that experience to all women, and it came from a true place of love for her to start up this business, which I think is the most beautiful thing of the whole her whole story, because it doesn't come from a place of money. It doesn't come from a place of, you know, any other ulterior motives. It just comes from a place of wanting to help people.
Yes.
So,
and having that experience herself and wanting to share it. Yeah, not me. I had drugs and C-sections. Yeah, I'm good. So I'll read you guys Nadia's quote because it's beautiful. Birth had transformed me into a woman who felt strong, confident, and that anything was possible. Love, love,
and
love.
It didn't do that for me, but I totally get it. Yeah, it's a beautiful quote.
It is.
And I think the birthing process is a big deal. It does change who you become. It does change who you are. I mean, obviously, becoming a mom. But it's a big deal to see your body go through those kinds of changes. And, you know, again, it's not my thing, but I can see how somebody can find that very spiritual and very beautiful. So kudos to Nadia.
Absolutely.
I think what she does is fantastic.
And, you know, perhaps if we would have known Nadia then when we had our babies, maybe our experience would have been different. Hard to say, right?
I bet you. Yeah, it's hard to say.
Cool. Okay, let's go on to Sharon, of course.
Sharon,
I got to give her
the award.
Winner.
You did. So you tell me your recollection of handing her off the award and what you got to say up there.
Oh, it was so much fun. Of course, because I had the best position in the whole Fierce Awards because Tracy and I got to go up and present our award after Lindsay had done her amazing song. So the energy in the room was super high. It was perfect.
And wasn't she amazing,
I have to say,
Lindsay?
Yes. Being up on that stage compared to at River Cree was completely different. The energy at the Mayfield, which is where Tamara chose to have the awards this year, was elegant and classy. And I don't know how to describe it.
Grown up
almost
is how you described it.
Grown up. That's what I described it to Tamara. It did. It felt grown up, like you were, you know, an adult.
I know.
Try not to be, but, you know. So when I went up on the stage, there was all these bright lights, and you could hardly see the crowd. It was a little surreal, but fun. And the energy in the room was so high because of Lindsay's amazing performance that, of course, Tracy and I rocked it. But then when Pat was coming up, because I can do what I can do, I could feel, not Pat, Sharon. Actually, you know what? Their energy was really similar when they each of them headed to the stage. That energy of, really? Did I hear my name? No. Really? And then, you know, you can feel people saying, go, go. And as she's walking up, she just had this energy of disbelief and that, you know, awestruck? Is that a good word for it? I don't know.
Yeah,
she just,
that is a good word for it.
I don't even think she was, like, in her body at that moment. She just was coming up, and yeah. So when I gave her a hug, I put her back in her body so she could experience the rest of the day.
Well, it's funny because I actually interviewed her. Well, I interviewed all the nominees after their win for our video,
okay,
which is being put together right now. And when I talked with Sharon, she looked really, not confused, but shocked. Awestruck,
yes,
is a good word. And just, it was like a surreal experience for her. And I think she truly didn't expect to be nominated, let alone recognized as an Empower winner. But she was very touched. She teared up. All of our nominees,
mm-hmm,
when I interviewed them, they all teared up. They were all so, so touched by the recognition. But Sharon, more so than any of the other nominees from when I interviewed them, she was just more in disbelief. She was humbled. She was grateful. It was so nice to chat with her, and she was truly so grateful and humble is there other good words to describe her at that moment, I think.
All the nominees, they were all so humbled by the whole experience.
Yes.
It is so beautiful to see, right? That you almost want to send them a little energy of, hey, yeah, accept this, enjoy it, make it happen, make it work for you. Because it's one thing I've noticed, it's almost like they don't know what to do with themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
right?
Another good thing. Yeah.
Kind of funny. You might have to, you know, make them a little page of, here, this is what you do.
For next year, yeah, next year's going to be a big one. No, Sharon's definitely a great choice for the Empower Award. She gives back so much to the Aboriginal community through her work with Métis Heritage Art Museum, I believe it is, in St. Albert. And she,
yes,
you know, mentors younger Aboriginal people. She works with elders. She's just a true champion of that community. And, you know, what a better person to get the Empower Award, but to also to be recognized for what she does in her community. I think it's fantastic.
It is fantastic. I'm going to read you all her quotes. If you have the opportunity, knowledge, and the voice to do it, then you should be out there making a difference. How true.
I was going to say, can I get a hell yeah? Of course that's true. That's an awesome quote.
Can't get too crazy on that, or iTunes won't let me post it on their site.
I won't get crazy, I promise.
I know,
not,
I have to keep my potty mouth dialed back when I'm on the radio show. Okay. Who should we pick next?
Well, let's keep going in order of fierce. We'll go with resilience.
Okay,
so the resilient category is fantastic. It's one that I launched because I had published a story in a book that the Alberta Council of Women's Shelters published 8 years ago now. And it's about women who overcome adversity in their life, obstacles in their life, and go on to live better lives in spite of everything they were going through. So this category just fit perfectly when I started Fierce. And the nominees that we had this year were true, they fit so well. Like, they were all overcoming deeply, I don't want to say deeply disturbing, but just deeply moving situations that a lot of people may not have recovered from. Ginger, I spoke about Ginger a bit earlier. Ginger was one of our nominees' choice winners, actually. She had a very, very dysfunctional childhood, a very mentally ill mom who committed suicide when she was young. Her sister was very mentally ill as well. She grew up in poverty in the inner city in Edmonton, and she has gone on to, you know, inspire others that she's around. She launched her own restaurant called Ginger's Bannock House, and she gives back to the homeless community every single Christmas. She bakes for them. She, you know, gives as much as she can. She doesn't have a lot, but she gives as much as she can, and she truly inspires me because she was just one of those fantastic women that you meet that just, you know, continues to work hard, and she deserves every ounce of success that she's been given. But, you know, in that category, as well as Ginger, there was Laura Ulmer, who is our resilient winner, who has been, she's legally blind, but she doesn't let that get in the way of living a fierce life and doing the things that she wants to do. And she's had to overcome a lot of struggles other than, you know, being blind, which, you know, is a big deal. But, you know, she suffered from some depression. She's, you know, fought her way through stereotypes and decided that she was going to do whatever she wanted to do. And I think her quote, if you wanted to read that, is really fantastic. And it's, I think everybody can connect with that quote.
Well, I'm going to read everybody Laura's trading card. After high school, Laura joined a local running club that welcomed disabled athletes. Over the course of the next 5 years, she trained and persevered to eventually rank number 5 in the world for the 1,500 meters, hoping to qualify for the 2012 Paralympics. She also participated in fundraising runs and marathons for the Running Room, running solo most of the time and wearing a bib with the word blind on it, much to the admiration of fellow runners and onlookers. She remembers hearing things like, if she can do it, so can I. That's crazy amazing.
Isn't that? I love that.
Laura also found a passion for music, performing solo songs by Whitney Houston and Shania Twain. Go her. Her quote is, you don't have to see to have vision. She blows me away.
I know. And one of the things I loved about her acceptance speech, and she had mentioned this in her letter that she had sent back to us, was that Light 95, who is our media sponsor this year, that's where she heard about, I think it was her aunt heard about the Fierce Awards on Light 95, but it was an ad on Light 95 that connected her to Resonant Music School, which helped get her out of her depression and helped her find a passion again. And it's all about, you know, connecting and those signs from the universe and listening to them and really just following your passion. And I think she's such a true inspiration for women everywhere, regardless of, you know, disability or, you know, where you are in life. She's a fighter, and I love it.
She really is a fighter. She's amazing. Simply amazing.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, I need a drink of water for my throat, so we're going to play my commercials, and we'll be right back.
Are you wishing to change your life? Do you feel stuck in patterns? Are you exploring who you are? The Psychic Cowgirl has answers. Soul sessions dig deep into energies to look at your situation and provide tools to move forward. Perhaps you have some past life vows, some soul contracts or karma you are working through. A soul session creates a soul cleaning and clearing. You will get to see future possibilities and timelines. You will feel empowered and inspired for your unique journey. All sessions are guided by your spiritual team. For more information, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychic, P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, cowgirl, C-O-W-G-I-R-L.com.
Feeling anxious, overwhelmed, or stuck in a pattern? There's a healing crystal for that. Wish to attract more energies of prosperity in your life? There's a crystal for that too. Shop the Psychic Cowgirl store to experience the benefits of healing crystals with the bonus of bling. If you're looking for moonstone to aid anxiety, amethyst to promote focus, or amazonite to release stuck patterns, you'll find these and much, much more. The Psychic Cowgirl store has rings, handmade bracelets, and necklaces infused with extra juju just for you. For more information, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com. Enjoy the benefits and bling of beautiful crystal jewelry.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I am talking with Tamara, the founder of the Fierce Awards, and we're talking about the awards. Yay! Okay. So,
hey.
Who's up next?
Our champion winner. So, one of the things that I used to get told when I was, you know, first doing the first 3 years of the Fierce Awards, what's so different about Fierce, you know, compared to Women of Distinction, Women of Vision, all those other awards that celebrate women. First of all, the biggest thing that was different at that time was the personality that I injected. So Fierce was definitely an extension of my own personality. It wasn't about me, but it definitely had a lot of my traits. It was edgy. It was fun. It was, you know, lots of high-energy music and more of a party than anything. But what I did this year was I started this category called the Champion Category, which celebrates men who make a difference, men and women, actually. So we opened up the category to include men as well as the women that we were recognizing and celebrating. And we had 6 nominees in this category, and every single one of them blew me away with their stories of what they do to make a difference in the community and to champion others, to really truly champion others. But our overall winner was Marty Forbes, who he's a big deal in the media industry. And not only is he, you know, a big deal in the media industry, he's been around for like a billion years. His dad started Sound as Anonymous back in, God, I don't even know, like a long time ago, 1954, I think. But so his whole family has been always involved in charitable initiatives in Edmonton and giving back. And Marty is someone who wants to connect people who make a difference. He wants to help people get to another level and get media exposure and, you know, get them the kind of attention to whatever cause that they're championing or they're working on. To get that, yeah, and he's just a good guy. He's just one of those guys that wants people to succeed. So it was kind of nice to see him up on stage accepting that award.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm going to read you guys his trading card because, wow, he does a lot. So Marty has been involved with fundraising for numerous charities, including the Graves' Disease Foundation of Edmonton, Santa's Anonymous, the Jerry Forbes Center, the Edmonton Singing Christmas Tree, and actually in December, I have one of the nominees coming on my show to talk about the Edmonton Singing Christmas Tree. Wahahaha. So I'm telling you about that. He also is involved in the Bear Children's Fund, the Stollery Children's Hospital, Youth Empowerment and Support Services, and the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Wow.
Yeah, he does a few things, you know, not too much, but yeah, he's a little involved.
Yeah, one or two. Yikes!
Yeah, one or two.
He started up his own company, RadioWise Inc., and takes time to meet with various charities in the city who need help getting their fundraising bucks up or the word of mouth out to the community, always at little to no cost to the organization. This man is amazing. Yeah, in 1954, his father started Santa's Anonymous. So here's his quote. A healthy community benefits each and every member of the city, and being able to give a hand up instead of a hand out is huge. Wow.
And that's what he's all about.
Yes. And he has a very, connecting is a good word, energy. He just, when he talks, you just feel that he is so incredibly sincere in what he's saying that you just want to meet him.
Did you not get the chance to meet him?
No.
Oh, I'll have to connect you. He is truly just one of those people who he wants to connect people and support causes. But, I mean, he comes from such a charitable family, obviously, with his dad starting, you know, Santa's Anonymous. A program like Santa's Anonymous doesn't come from a place of greed or, you know, anything
no.
Like that. No, it's truly just a place of wanting to help people. And Marty is very much that same way. He raises his kids to be the same way. His daughter, Rayanne, was actually one of our last year's nominees and co-winners of the Nominee Choice Award, which is how Marty kind of started to get involved in the event. But he is he's such a happy person, a genuine person, and he's got that great energy where you're right. You do just want to meet him. You want to be his friend. So
yeah,
that's kind of how
it's
I
not
feel.
For anything he's doing or could do for you. You just want to actually have a conversation with him because he's enjoyable to be around. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very nice. If you look at all the cool people that you get to meet at the Fierce Awards, I mean, I didn't get to meet him, but I got to meet a lot of other amazing people. So now we're down to the Essence Award.
Oh, Miss Nikki. I can never pronounce her name, and I'm not even going to try.
Me either.
Nikki.
That's why I sent it to you.
her first name is Maura Nikki, but everyone calls her Nikki. So Nikki started Ribbon Rouge when she was just in university, and it's an initiative to raise money and awareness for HIV Edmonton and UNAIDS. And she started that because she's from Africa, and she actually developed tuberculosis. And she was fortunate enough to get well, and she had a lot of support, but a lot of people around her weren't fortunate at all. And she came to Canada, studied science and pharmacy. She got her degree, and she decided that she wanted to raise awareness for the women, basically, that she was seeing back home and seeing who were, neglected and abused, and they were suffering from domestic violence, but they were being raped and developing HIV as a result of it. And nothing was really in their community, nothing is being done for those people. So she's out of it. She wants to help. She wants to give back. She's 29 now, so she must have been about 22 or 23 when she started Ribbon Rouge. Really young, but she gets it, right? She gets the fact that it doesn't matter what age you are, you have to give back. You have to make a difference, and you have to use whatever experiences you have for good, right, and for, as life lessons. So when she started Ribbon Rouge, it was all because of that, and she wanted to create an event that brought together West African culture and art and fashion and have this really great night, but at the same time have this underlying tone of this, you know, fundraising and awareness. And to date, she has raised, over the last 6 years, $11,000 for UNAIDS and HIV Edmonton, which has been fantastic.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, so her next event is actually coming up December 6th in Edmonton. It's her biggest one yet. She's got a lot of people on board helping her support it, but not only has she done this, she owns a Shoppers Drug Mart in Edmonton. She's a very young pharmacy owner. She gives back to her community. She's an artist. She's a fashion designer. So she creates her own, she designs her own clothing. The actual, the dress that she wore the night of the awards is something she designed, I think, the day before.
Yeah, that's what she said at the nominee ceremony, too. Yeah, she just whipped it up. Amazing. It was beautiful. Crazy.
Yeah. So she's
when
got
she
some great
walked
energy
up
too.
On the stage, she has presence. I mean, she's incredibly humble. She was, you know, blown away by winning, but she has this beautiful, almost regal presence that I love it because I'm sure it's because she has that inner energy and that strength is why she can get so many things done. She just has this innate one. Like, it, seriously, you would think she was royalty.
You know, you have such a way with words, Shannon.
It's energies. It's because I'm trying to describe the energies that I feel. Yeah.
Well, you describe it perfectly. I mean, regal is a perfect way to describe her, and she has a strong, commanding presence. She's articulate. She's beautiful. She's stunning. Like, she's physically gorgeous, but it comes from a lot of how beautiful she is inside. Like, that just, she glows, and it's truly cool to see her be so passionate about the work that she does for Ribbon Rouge and with her initiative and with the awareness that she's raising for what she's doing. But even to hear her talk about why she believes in what she's doing and why it's important to her, it's fascinating to listen to her because, again, it's hard to remember how young she truly is. And
it's
just
true.
How fierce she is, because she just is.
She just is.
Yep.
She's another person you just want to meet and listen to her talk because it just, you cannot help but be inspired just by being in her presence.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And then again, so I guess to our Fierce Women of the Year, we've already talked about Pat, but I wanted to mention something about her family was reached out to me via Facebook and, you know, sent all kinds of amazing messages about how grateful they were for the opportunity that, you know, to recognize their mom who, you know, everybody lives, everybody dies. But my whole thing with Fierce is to recognize people while they are here to be recognized and to celebrate their lives. And, you know, with everything that Pat's going through, you're never guaranteed a day, and nobody is, but, you know, especially with what she's going through. So they were really, truly grateful for that. And I had been told that it was her parents' 75th anniversary the weekend before the Fierce Awards, which were held on a Monday. So I had asked for a picture of her parents, who are 102 and 96 years old. And that was, for me, that was the best moment of the night. They had nothing to do with Fierce Awards. They weren't nominated. But this sweet little old couple, their picture flashing on screen of them kissing, and everybody's cheering and celebrating their 75th wedding anniversary, which is truly something most people are never going to achieve, because really,
absolutely,
that's a one time. But to see them so happy and to see them so touched by being recognized, and there's a really, really great picture on our website of them. And I thought, at first I thought they were high-fiving each other, but my husband pointed out that they were holding hands. So I thought, well, they're high-fiving each other. How cool are they? but it was, I think it was right before you presented or right after, I can't remember, that there was this really special moment for them. But that was all connected with Pat's family. So Pat's family had a lot, they were so involved in Fierce Awards, even though they weren't directly involved, you know?
Yes.
And it was just, it was really, really cool. So talking with some of Pat's daughters after the event, they were so, so touched by, like, all the little things that we had done to make sure that, you know, she was, you know, well taken care of. Her parents were, you know, we put the spotlight on them a little bit. And we just wanted them to make them feel special because it was such a truly unique event. And, you know, one that I think would be super cool if we could do a spotlight like that every single year on somebody in the audience who's celebrating some amazing milestone, you know?
That would be cool. Really cool, because it's like a surprise.
I like surprises.
You never know what's going to happen at the Fierce Awards. So
the event
itself was amazing. I know we were going to talk about all the nominees' choice ones, but I don't think we'll have enough time. So let's talk about the event itself. So when we walked in, there was chocolate martinis and dessert. I mean, really, how can you go wrong from there? I want to point out all the work that Tamara and her committee do behind the scenes and before the awards night even begins to make it special for us. I mean, seriously, I help organize our school Halloween dance, and I feel overwhelmed with all those details. I can't even imagine all the details for a big awards night like you put on.
Want to hear something funny?
My hat is off to you.
Aw, you're so sweet. Thank you, Shannon. So I'm going to let you in on a little secret, and I actually mentioned this one on my own radio show last week, but about probably 3 minutes before the awards were going to start, I was talking with Ryder, our fabulous MC this year, and he was asking me about, he was presenting the Essence Award, and he said, okay, so when I present that, he's like, is somebody, like, am I going to get an envelope or something? And I was like, I didn't have my envelopes with the winners ready at that point, 3 minutes before the show's going to start. I know. So
that's hilarious.
I was stressing out. I was sitting at a table at a booth in the back, and my husband's scrambling to find envelopes, and I'm searching through all the trading cards. I'm like, because I thought, how am I going to do this? How am I going to get the winners announced, right? And I thought, I don't want to write everything out. And I'm like, trading cards, this is perfect, brilliant. So again, you know, the universe works in mysterious ways. It just worked out perfectly. But our title sponsor came up at that exact moment, and he said, you know, so how are things going? And I'm trying not to show how truly panicked I was at that point. And no, it's fantastic. Life is great. I hope you enjoy yourself. And all the time I'm thinking, get it down so I can finish. Please, I have to get this done. But I managed to put it all together and get everything to Carissa, my girlfriend who was on stage helping out at that time, and say, okay, here's everything. And it was all, like, on the envelopes were totally messy. I couldn't even write at that point. I mean, I think I was running on 3 hours sleep, and I'd been up since, I think, 3 a.m. that morning. So it was a little bit panicky, but I tried not to let anybody know until now, because now it's funny.
Now it's funny. Yeah, at the time, not so much.
No, not so much. Not so much. I was a little panicked. I thought, wouldn't that be something, you know, and the winner is. Then there's just dead silence. Like, where is the, you know,
and
that would have been awkward. So,
winner is who? Where? What? No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. Hey, that's hilarious. Now,
you
held it up very well. While we're eating our snacks, we didn't know.
No.
And Ryder did a great job of emceeing.
Oh, he is so much fun.
He was fun.
I like the energy that he brought. I think next year,
yes.
I love Ryder, but I want Ryder to have a female co-host. And not that I think it needs to be balanced by genders, but I think it'd be fun to have him play off of somebody's energy.
Yes. I think
so
too.
That's what I'm shooting for. Yeah.
Perfect. That would be good. Yes. It's easier when you're up there with somebody else. I like that I got to present with Tracy. So next year I'll get to present with Sharon. That'll be fun.
I know. I'm so excited. And that's one of the fun things, too, is having our former winners come back and, you know, present their award and talk a little bit about where they were at that point when they were accepting to where they are now, when Chandra Carlson presented the Resilient Award. And she was our 2011 winner, because sometimes our past winners can't make it. So I tap into our previous winners before that. So Chandra was on stage presenting a Resilient Award and talking about, you know, all the things that she had gone through. And, you know, she never thought that she would be recognized for, I don't even know how she put it, but she put it really eloquently and very funny. Do you remember? She never thought she'd be recognized for living or for going through, I don't know, a time. Yeah?
Yeah, but she said it way more impactful.
Yeah,
but I can't remember the words she used.
It'll be in the video, I'm sure.
Perfect.
But yeah, so it is fun because we do, you know, I put a lot of energy into putting that playlist together and making sure that every song that people walk up to stage onto fits the category and fits their personalities. So there are, like, little details that I do make sure are very polished, and it takes a lot of time to make sure that everything comes together, but it's so worth it.
No kidding.
Everything
is
so worth it. Yeah.
And the entertainment you had, stellar.
I thought it was fun. I quite enjoyed the hip-hop group kicking off the award, BBM Dance Troupe. They were so awesome. So much young they energy, awesome. Too, which was nice. And Lindsay.
And can I?
God,
I'm
going to
be catty for a minute here because I can. It's my radio show. I can do what I want. You know what I loved? That there was no perfect body, skinny, unattainable perfection performers.
Why would I put somebody like that on stage? Come on. I would never do that.
Everybody was beautiful,
so real.
But they were real.
Yeah, it was fantastic. You're right. Like even our 20-year-old hip hop dancers, you know, they all had curves and they were all, you know,
yes.
athletic and happy. And our belly dancers, you know, were truly beautiful, real women
who
were just
amazing,
empowered. And Lindsay, I mean, God, Lindsay's stunningly gorgeous. But I mean, that girl, she sings about having a booty that has its own zip code. So you know, she's just truly
yes.
Real, genuine.
That's the part, right? Because, you know, I don't care for performances where everybody is looking the same and they're all perfect because you know what goes on behind the scenes for them to get to that point, and there's nothing empowering about that.
I concur.
So the entertainment, I just smiled. And it was cool. The hula hoops on fire,
oh,
that
yeah.
was neat.
Well, and this is a new thing for us this year, too, where we had never had live entertainment, which stressed me out like you have no idea. So we had to do a live rehearsal for the event that day.
Okay.
Because, I needed to make sure that cues were down and music cues were right,
right.
And everybody was good with the stage. I didn't want somebody tripping off, you know, off the main stage.
Yeah, that would have been awkward.
Bad. Yeah, so that was interesting. And to produce a show of this magnitude, I finally feel like from the very humble beginnings that we started where it wasn't truly the vision that I had to this year's event, bringing everything together, yes, there's still things to work on, but this is exactly where I want it to be. I love the Mayfield Dinner Theater.
Cool.
I love the sponsors that we had. Like, everything was it just all came together. I feel like the last 5 years that I've been working on Fierce, it's all finally come to, not fruition, but, you know, come together.
And that's exactly what happens when you build that firm foundation slowly, don't rush things, get all the kinks figured out so you can take it where it's planning on going, because everything has an energy and your Fierce Awards have an energy. So do you want to share anything about what might be coming up or going on?
Well, the Fierce Awards is going to be the fifth anniversary next year, so it's going to be a big one.
Yay!
I'm publishing
Yay.
A book. Yeah, I've actually got two books in the works. One is a guide to living a fierce life, which will be
Kay.
My story, peppered in with anecdotes and tweets that I put out there and lessons, as well as a compilation of stories of nominees over the last 4 years. So, and
nice.
All their stories. Yeah, so it's
going
to be really
that.
Fantastic. And just a great way to celebrate, you know, the untold stories, I guess, is a good way to put it.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that I've got planned. The other thing that I've got in the works are taking Fierce on tour, I guess you'd call it. So doing a series of workshops and evenings around Canada and the U.S. is what I have planned. And that's all being put together and... like I said, the universe works in mysterious ways, and I feel like at this point in my own life, I'm the most present that I've ever been with Fierce, the most aware of what's going on, and the most ready to take it to that next level where it just touches on a bigger scale than outside of, you know, Alberta and Edmonton, which I'm excited about because a lot of people have been constantly asking me over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, when are you bringing it here? When are you taking it here? We really want to have something like this, you know, in our community. And now it's just at that point where it's just ready to go there.
How exciting.
I know,
right? And aren't you, like, at the Mayfield right this second getting some details for next year, too? Isn't it going to be back at the Mayfield?
It is going to be back at the Mayfield. I'm excited that, you know, that the fifth annual Fierce Awards for Alberta will be held here for sure. It's going to be fantastic. I love partnering with this venue because... you were there. Like, the theater is just so perfect. The stage is perfect. It has
beautiful.
That intimate energy. It's able to maintain that intimate energy, which I found was lost a little bit last year was at the River Cree, which it was a beautiful venue. It's just that the stage was so disconnected. It's more for concerts, right? So it's very disconnected.
Right.
And
it was, that's a good way
here,
to put it. You did feel disconnected.
Yeah, the Mayfield is just so intimate, and it's close, and you can, you know, you're sitting close to the other nominees, and it's just it's such a perfect, warm, beautiful space. You use the word beautiful a lot, hey?
Mm-hmm. You know what, but how else do you describe the Mayfield Theater? It is beautiful. The lights, the sounds, everything about it, it just brings a class and an elegance, and you feel like a grown-up.
And that's how Fierce feels, too, is that it's finally grown up. It's, you know, we had some growing pains over the last couple of years and some stumbling blocks and kind of finding the feet and finding the voice of what I truly wanted Fierce to be about, and now it is what it is. It's here. It's got the voice. It's got the energy. It's got the right kind of energy, and it's eliminated a lot of the energy that we didn't want with the event, associated with the event. So I finally feel like, yes, it has matured. It's grown up, but it's still fun. There's nothing I don't like to use the word poised or polished when it comes to Fierce, because it's not poised and polished, because I'm not poised and polished, and I don't want to put on an event that is totally proper. I like to have that little bit of edge and fun.
Yes. You know what a better word for that is? It's not pretentious.
Pretentious, yes, that's another good word.
Award ceremonies can have that energy, right, of pretension, of, oh, you know, I won this award, I'm so freaking good. Yes, they all are freaking good, but there's a humbleness with this. There's
yeah.
no pretension.
Yeah, no, pretense is definitely not something that I wanted the energy for Fierce to be about. And I've been to a lot of awards events where you do feel like, you know, you're not good enough to be there. Oh, you know, I don't even truly know why I'm here, because I don't fit into this. And I hate to use the word class, but there is sort of a certain class of people that do go to certain, you know, very elite award
yes.
ceremonies where I'm never going to be a part of that, because I don't want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of something where I feel comfortable. I feel like it's more of a family community. It's a fun, down-to-earth, grassroots, you know, humble event.
Absolutely, and that is how it feels. Very nice. So, we have 2 minutes left. Any last thoughts? Anything else you want to share? We did get some tidbits out of her, though, right? Sounds like Ryder
yeah.
and a co-host is going to, you know, MC for next year. It's back at the Mayfield. 5-year anniversary. It's going to be big.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is going to be fun. I mean, nominations are going to open in January to keep that open longer, because I find that
nice.
We do get an influx of nominations at the very last minute. So this gives people more of a chance, you know, to build on that energy that they're already feeling with Fierce and to start thinking about people that they want to recognize, because it is about recognizing people. It's not about nominating people. It's about, you know, putting the spotlight on them and telling their stories and inspiring and being inspired. So that's coming up. And then, yeah, the rest of it's just working on plans for Fierce and taking it to that next level. So sponsors are always a good thing. I have people who support the event and champion it. Always a good thing. You can see me on Twitter at @YouAreFierce, and if you have any questions, definitely give me a shout via email or tweet me or Facebook me. I'm easy to talk to.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Tamara, for coming on the show. It was fun. I'm going to go take
fun.
Some cool medicine now.
Well, I hope you feel better. Thank you so much for having me, Shannon.
Thank you. Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. For more information, to connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com.